still on?
Okay, now we're good.
All right, the saucepan box told us it's green and now it's recording. All right, so now we have Gephi Light and they built a data visualization tool, but they couldn't design it. I feel there's a happy ending to it, so I hope you're going to give us a happy ending.
Yes, I hope so. Hello. So, yeah, as you can imagine, it's kind of, classic story about experienced open source developers building the tools they want and how a skilled designer cleans their mess. So I'm Alexis and this is Arthur. And I'll start with a bit of context about Gephi Light. So Gephi Light is about visualizing graphs. Sorry, hard word to say. Let's go back to 2006. At this point, some researchers need to render networks somehow, and there's some softwares that allow doing it, but they don't scale well, and they are hard to use, and they are very more about graph simulation softwares. And at some point, a team of people wanted to map the parts of the web. So they crawled spaces of the web, they retrieved the data set, and they wanted to edit maps of those parts of the web. And the thing is, the previous softwares made it very, very hard to do. So what they wanted to do basically is, first of all, you have to put the nodes at proper places. So you want to use an algorithm that will create a layout for the nodes of the graph so that nodes are closer in the image when they are closer on the web, which means either a short steps to go from one to the other website through hypertext links or common neighbors or these kind of things. And nodes that are afar on the image should be afar on the network. So this is one of the first issues to solve. Then they would like, ideally, this software to actually allow choosing how to map different graphic variables. So nodes could have, for instance, a color that could correspond to some ID that is present on this website or to some language or anything. And then the size of the nodes, et cetera, et cetera. So they built Gephi. So Gephi is an open source Java desktop application, and that does exactly what I said earlier. So basically, they presented it at the time as the Photoshop for graph, and it was really a software to create images of network datasets. Fast forward in the 2010s, the thing is HTML5, new JavaScript, new capabilities in the web, so we actually want to get something better than just an image, and we develop within and around the Gephi community a set of tools that allow us to actually render graphs on web applications. So basically, now we can create graph images in web pages. So we even discussed in 2019 at FOSDEM, could we actually move Gephi to the web? And the thing is, during all those years, we actually did it multiple times. So all those screenshots are different tools developed by different people, but all more or less connected to the Gephi community. And at some point, we were kind of friends and people knowing each other, spending time on kind of concurrent applications, developing the same things again and again. And we all sat around the table and said, OK, could Gephi maybe endorse one of those projects so that we actually have an official version on the web for Gephi? So 2022 comes. And we build Gephi Light. A bit more context here that I think is important, especially for the happy ending. I am Alexis. I work at a firm named Westware, and we are lucky enough to actually have money and time. So we actually could take the Gephi Light project and port it. So we spend a week, all of the three of us together, once, twice, three times a year to actually make progress on Gephi Light. Next week is tomorrow, and I'm very happy. So it's nice because we are in early 2025. We made the software we want. We are happy. We use it. It's as fast as we want it. There's some things that are not exactly as we want, like to. Buttons are not perfect. There was two bad icons, and the three of us always clicked on the wrong one first, but we don't care, it's our software, so, I mean, that's not what's going to stop other people to use it, right? And, yeah, at some point, it is. So we meet people we know, and we know they use Jeffy for 15 years, but they don't know about Jeffy Lite, so this is a bad sign for us. Also, all those tiny things we lived with, they accumulate, and we have no idea how to actually solve them, because it's like a huge pile of little things, death by 1,000 paper cuts, you know. And we have no feedback. We actually have no idea how people use Jeffy Lite. And it's not really as beautiful as you would like it to be. And we are a bit sad. But fortunately, we see on Mastodon, there's a designer who's looking for internships for his students. And we say, yeah, we have design needs, probably. And we meet with him. And later on, we have a meeting with Arthur, who comes join us, first work on some industrial projects we have, and then tackle the mess.
Okay, can you hear me well?
Yeah.
So, Alexis just showed you the history of visual network analysis. But I was a student in design, and I wasn't a part of the scientific community that uses graphs. So there was a gap between my knowledge of design and the knowledge of visual network analysis that the team at Westware had. And we needed to start to redesign Jeffy Lite to shorten that gap. So the team at Westware, they are three developers, asked me first to do some interview of them. At first, I was very surprised. I'm used to make a user interview, but not to interview my own developers. And I was a bit surprised because I didn't really know how to use these results. Have they any value UX-wise? And so, with a small research, I discovered that this practice have a name, and it's called stakeholder interviews. And it's a really good way to tackle a project of this size by like defining the scope of the project. So I wrote some question that in a four-part interview, and interviewed each member of Westware, each one alone, with me taking notes as I asked questions. So I asked questions about themselves. That was interesting because as they were talking about their motivation and why the project was important for them, they were also doing me a quick course on visual network analysis and on the needs Jeffy Lite was built on. Afterwards, I asked them what was Jeffy Lite and who was using Jeffy Lite, and the response they gave me is that they didn't know, and that it was very hard to know this fact for them. They didn't have the tool to ask the community. And I asked why I was in this project and why to help them verbalize the needs they saw.